Well, thanks for joining us for one more segment this afternoon on The Road Home with Chris Hennig. Chris is a 2003 Cedarville University graduate and a hiker on the Appalachian Trail. Well, Chris, you've shared with us about some of the struggles that you faced, and thank you for doing that. Again, one of the things I've enjoyed is reading your blog, and you post trip logs. And as you journal this trip, would you mind sharing something with us of your journal, your blog, of what you've been going through, what the Lord's been teaching you?
Sure. Well, one of the most challenging days was challenging not because of the physical aspect, but just because of the kind of the spiritual turmoil I was going through. I'd actually just come back from a conference. When I was injured mid-May, mm-hmm. and took several days off, I was actually able to go to a wonderful Christian conference in Baltimore, and I heard from teachers like C.J. Mahaney and D.A. Carson and Sinclair Ferguson, and just amazing teaching, and all on the subject of Jesus. 3.5 days spent to teaching about who he was, and it was a wonderfully refreshing time and a reminder of, you know, everything I grew up hearing about, everything I knew as an adult, and yes, this is the Jesus I've always believed in. However, as I left the conference, I think I was filled with more doubt and anxiety about my hike, just, you know, wondering, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this the best way to spend my funds, or lack thereof, I guess? So this is a little bit of what I wrote that evening. Where am I to begin? What am I to do? Am I at a crossroad? What do I believe? Why do I feel like I don't know enough to share? Is what I'm not confident of enough to keep me from sharing? And then I basically ask God, are you angry with me? Was I ungrateful for my work and my job last year? Is hiking not what you want me to do? Is the stress and anxiety of hiking and being in the woods part of this greater lesson that you have for me to learn? I don't want to be clay that talks back to the potter, but I want to feel like clay that's being used, not just hopping off the table. How do you feel, God, that I'm contemplating and hung up on some of the toughish doctrinal issues? So that's one of my entries. I've had the time to revisit some what I consider difficult doctrines, difficult teachings in the Scripture. And this is honestly the first time I've been around lots of unbelievers. My work with World Vision primarily has me in churches and at Christian concerts. So being here on the trail, I'm meeting all sorts of different backgrounds from, you know, different types of people again. And so I'm really, you know, confronted with issues, doctrines, beliefs that up until now I haven't really been having to deal with, because again, I've been maybe too comfortable with my setting. So, but God's been faithful. It's been humbling, what I'm learning and reading and going through. The prayers and encouragement of my friends back home and people logging in on the blog and sending me comments, it's just been, you know, encouraging enough to make me feel at peace with, you know, continuing.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. Really need to get a little bit of an idea of what God is doing in your life as you make this tremendous journey. Now, where in the course of the hike are you at this point? You say it's around 2,200 miles. What mile marker are you looking at?
I just yesterday passed the 1,000 mile mark. Mm. I'm sitting at about 1,012. So almost to the halfway point.
All right. Well, Chris, appreciate you taking time to talk with us today. Would you mind checking in with us periodically and letting us know how you're doing?
Oh, I would love to do that.
All right. That would be awesome. Before I let you go, how can we be praying for you? How can we be supporting you?
Oh, that would be wonderful. I mean, praying for physical safety on the trail.
Mm-hmm.
Praying for my testimony around other hikers, prayer for my daily spiritual discipline, and then for the blog, just prayer that I'm clearly communicating the needs of, well, what James 1:27 would say, the widows and orphans around the world who are in distress. And I would ask the listeners to pray if they would be able to sponsor a child and perhaps become that way, become that person here in the United States that is able to visit the widows and orphans in distress by sponsoring a child. That's something to also prayerfully consider.
And would you mind sharing the blog with us? How can folks get plugged in to take a look at that?
Yeah. The website address is the number 2200, so 2200miles.com, 2200miles.com. And from the website, you can see a little intro video. Then you're in the main section of the blog. There's a place where you can sign up for email updates. Or if you're on Facebook, you can be my friend, Chris Hennig, and you can also join my Facebook group, which is called Will Chris Finish the AT or Get Eaten by a Bear?
Well, I would encourage folks to subscribe to that blog and become your Facebook friend even. I've really been encouraged by going to the site. You know, we all see things on blogs and Facebook that, you know, we can take it or we can leave it. There's not always a tremendous amount of value there, but I have really been blessed and challenged by reading the things that you've had to share, Chris. So thank you, and again, I would encourage folks to participate.
I appreciate that.
Well, Chris Hennig, 03 Cedarville University graduate from Frankfort, Ohio originally, has most recently been working with World Vision and now hiking the Appalachian Trail. Thanks for sharing some of that experience with us, Chris, and we'll be praying that you get rested up tonight and that you're ready for a good day on the trail tomorrow.
Thank you so much.